Right, so, hi guys, I'm on with Craig, he's a client of mine, and he's come to me, and he's basically said that he's wanting to start to sell his product or service. Now, just before we go into it, Craig, what is it that you're selling?
We sell, it's all around Forex trading, so there's two parts to it. There's the how to get more out of your Forex trading, that is tips, psychology on how to trade and how to make yourself not necessarily more efficient at trading, but how to get your psychology right so that when you do a trade, you do it with confidence rather than doing it with a bit of type scenario. The other side of it is if trading Forex sounds like it's too hard or you haven't got the, the psychology right to just dive in and make a trade, we're offering a trading service to people in Eastern Europe, because what I want to do with this site is rewrite the whole thing, probably in Russian, and market to Eastern Europe.
Okay, excellent. So basically, your product, your flagship product, is in the Forex market, and
correct.
Being in the Forex market, you're teaching people how to trade, and teaching them how to use the psychology that they need in order to succeed with Forex. Because I know myself, I'm not a big trader, but the number one thing that I've learned in the trading that I have done is that your psychology is like 10 times more important than your bank balance to start with.
Absolutely right. In fact, it makes up 90% of how you go about trading.
Okay. So in doing trading, you obviously sound like someone who has spent some time in the trading. Could you briefly just give a bit of a summary on your experience in trading, what you've played with, and what it is that you're passionate about when it comes to trading?
I started trading almost 12 months ago. I started off, I guess it's longer than that, because I started with something called the SPY Index years ago, and that was trading the SPY Index backed up by government bonds. I did okay at that. It wasn't until an opportunity came along, as I say, about 12 months ago to trade something called E-minis, which is essentially a futures contract based on the Standard & Poor's 500 index in the US. I did that and got a better understanding of how that market worked over a 8-month period. I then moved that across to the Eurostox index about 3 months ago and did reasonably well at it. Although what I was finding is the amount of trades that were available in the E-minis in the E-minis market, which is just one index, as opposed to Forex, where there's multiple different currency pairs, means that the opportunity to make a significant amount of money with E-minis is limited because you're only trading one index. If you trade Forex, you're trading multiple currency or multiple currency pairs, which means that you may get, say, a 50-point profit on one currency. What normally happens is that over three or four currency pairs, which are related, you may also get 50 to 60 pips as well.
Okay, so the viewers of the call are probably not really going to know what the pips, and I actually don't myself. So in you saying that you've had experience with what's called E-minis and also with Forex and
correct.
Also
yes.
sort of government bonds in the early stages of trading.
Yes.
And in creating this psychology-based trading platform, is it going to be a form of coaching where you'll be one-on-one in with clients, or is it going to be something that's downloadable, an ebook? How is it?
It's an ebook. It's basically an ebook that says gives people tips on how to manage their psychology and trading plans so that they can manage their capital and manage the trades that they take. The actual jump in and jump out bit, to be honest with you, that's the easy side. It's managing do I or don't I side of things.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So by the sound of things, it's going to be very straight to the point and very pinpoint on the psychology of
absolutely
of trading. Fantastic. Yeah. What Craig's initially come to me and he's been doing some dabbling in outsourcing, and he's gone to I'm not sure which sites did you go to for outsourcing to get these mock-ups?
I was referred to this programmer by some people that I work with.
Okay.
And yes, he's not very expensive, but the quality of the work that he's producing, I don't feel is going to make me any money, so it needs to be changed.
Excellent. So what he's basically, Craig's done for me is sent me some images through that this person has done as a mock-up, and in looking at them, my first viewpoint is they're designed in the way that a graphic designer designs a website. Now,
correct.
The thing that differs... The way that sales-based websites need to be created is there needs to be a goal in mind. And one of the biggest problems I've found with web designers is, one, the web design that they actually do is a testament to their own ego, and two, there's no sales process whatsoever. So looking at these sites, the examples which I'll post with this call, as you can see, the site isn't designed with the call to action or end user in mind. The strategy that I would suggest for you, Craig, is to create some sort of free giveaway. So keeping in mind that your end goal is to sell your ebook, which is going to be jam-packed full of solid information about psychology and trading, the lead up to that, you want to be giving your customers value, or your potential customers value. And you do that by creating like a...
You've
already started creating...
What I have is...
Something?
Yeah, I've got something called 12 Tips to Profitable Trading.
Okay, fantastic. So, and is that a text-based...
it's a PDF document, basically.
Okay. Well, what I would recommend in my experience with the industry of Forex, although it's not massive, I have built an affiliate marketing based website that was doing $90 a day profit US. It was either a 7 or a 14 page document, and I was initially just going to give that away. But what I did, and after a while, it increased conversion massively, was I chunked that either 7 or 14 page document, this was a while ago, about a year and a half ago, into daily increments. So I created an autoresponder that got the potential customer interested in my product, and in getting them interested, they opted into the list, and in having them opt into the list, they would receive at the same point every day essentially one chapter for the next 7 to 14 days, which is basically warming them up to you, your personality, your product, and what it is that you wish to achieve. So there's been a lot of study that I've been doing recently about conversion on the internet, and the most predominant thing that I'm getting from like every guru that I subscribe to is that video converts like 20% more than text. So in saying that, what I would recommend that you do is rather than just giving away that report as a document, I would, one, segment it into... Did you say it's 14 points? How many points?
12 points.
12 points. I would segment that into around a 7-day course, and do it in a video, whether it's you doing a Camtasia style video. For those of you who don't know what Camtasia is, it's where you create a PowerPoint slideshow. Essentially, you are just reading the slides on the screen, and the Camtasia software records your screen so that as the slides progress, you're able to just read them, and it gives them an idea of what it is that you're teaching them, and you do this in the form of a video. So in segmenting that report into 7 days, you'd create 7 videos, upload them to YouTube, which would also get you traffic, and entice your users that visit your website to opt into your list in order to get this 7-day tips to mastering your psychology. And in doing that, at the end of each day, you'd have a very soft upsell. And the reason I say soft upsell is because you want to be enticing them to buy from you, but in a way that makes them feel like you're not selling to them. You're just basically saying, this is part of my course. This mm-hmm. is these are some solid points that I've been able to put together. But if you want the other 90% of the course, which is going to like supercharge your psychology for trading Forex, you need to visit this link where it has a buy it now of your product, which is however much okay, you decide
because
to do it.
The other part of this is a trading room.
Okay.
And just listening to what you're saying, the other part to doing the daily email would be last night's results was 200 pips, 100 pips, whatever the case may be.
And pips being the increment in money you make, is that correct?
Correct. That's the movement in the currency pairs. So a currency may
Without going into too much detail, it's basically...
Okay, it basically means a currency moves from, say, 89 cents to 90 cents when we're talking about the Aussie dollar to the US dollar, if that makes sense.
Okay, and then you get a percentage based on that or something.
Correct.
Along those
so
lines.
You would call that a 100-pip move, and 100 pips times $10 is $1,000.
Okay, awesome. Well, what you do is you... set up your slideshow presentation, you'd run through it reading off the points and teaching them, and then at the end, to give you the social proof, which is a really important element to internet-based selling, is you then go, and by the way, just to show you that I'm not full of shit, this is my results from trading Forex last night, and then you'd close the slideshow, you'd open up your browser, and you just run them through that for like 30 or 40 seconds, and then encourage them to email you. Encourage them to email you about questions. And by doing that, like the most important thing to understand here is I'm teaching you relationship-based selling. In doing these videos, they start to fall in love or they start to hate you in your videos. But either way, you're getting your outcome because hate is just as much as just as strong as love. If someone like ultimately really doesn't like you, they're going to remember you. And when you put your name on the website, my name's Craig, they're going to be like, this wanker, his name's Craig, but he had this solid information that increased my overall yearly profit by like 15%, and he's going to remember you for life. So
one of the issues that I'm going to have is that my Russian is not terribly good, so... nearly everything that I do will be text-based because of that for the time being.
That's
until
fantastic because I've dated many Russian women and I love Russia. I've got a lot of close Russian friends, but the stereotype that I've found is if you ask a Russian to do something for you and you're willing to financially incentivize them for it,
absolutely,
they'll do it for you. So I'm sure between the people that you and I know, I'm sure we could... like especially if it's a gorgeous girl, why not get her to present
absolutely
via video with all this solid content? It'll increase your conversion like tenfold on top of the whatever it's already doing. So in saying that, the most important thing to remember is with this type of strategy is that you want to build a relationship with your viewers, and in doing that, you just want to expose yourself to them as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So Going back to the websites that have been designed, the way that they're designed, I don't mean to take the piss out of this designer, but we'll keep him nameless for the sake of I am going to take the piss out of him. So he has wonderful design skills.
We're amongst friends.
He has wonderful design skills, but when it comes to a sales process, he's just not educated. That's all it comes down to. So in my experience, through testing on my own sites and client sites, having your navigation bar on the left
doesn't
gel. And it's just purely based on psychology. Our eyes read on a page from left to right, and the one thing, like the prime real estate, if you were to use the whole analogy of real estate when it comes to websites, the prime real estate that Donald Trump would just be all over like a fat kid on a cupcake is the top right of a website, of the screen. And
yes,
that's where you
exactly.
want your opt-in box. That's where you want like subliminal push of the viewer's eyes to opt into, to get what it is that you're giving away. And in the design that this guy's done, there is in no way that sort of demonstration of opt-in or of even...
This should the page also be kept to one... I'm doing this as an opt-in page, so therefore it should be kept to one page and one page that fits onto a screen.
The one thing to always remember, it's totally fine if you've got a page that scrolls down. What's important is that you have all your important shit, like whether it's your video, whether it's your call to action or your sticky text. What your sticky mm-hmm. text is, it captivates your audience so that they stay on your page. You want yep. that before what's called above the fold. Now, the average
yes.
screen size is 1280 by about 800. That's your average
yep.
screen size these days. So you want to work based on that. So if you open up
yeah,
your website,
that's about right.
You open up your website in that sort of screen size, and you look at everything that you can fit above there. So most importantly is your video, because once again, recovering what we've already been through, video-based sales kicks ass. It improves conversion by about 25%. And then you want to have in the top right-hand mm-hmm. corner, or close to it, you want to have your opt-in box with your solid call-to-action giveaway line, which is like just brainstorming some ideas right now. Master Forex Trader reveals 7 days worth of secrets, opt-in to get your free copy, that sort of thing, which captivates mm-hmm. the audience to take action.
The other part of this is that I wanted to...
Sorry, Craig, you're breaking up a little bit.
I wanted to combine this with... I wanted to combine this this page with an ad on Facebook. So the ad would be short and sweet, like a... what's his name? Perry Belcher type ad.
Yep.
It says, if you want one of these, do this
yep.
type arrangement. I mean, it's short and blunt, but it sort of makes a point that if you're trading Forex and you want one of these, you need to do this.
Definitely.
And my understanding of Facebook is that you can, really drill down to your target audience, because there are so many things that you can tick and cross and delete and all the rest of it to get exactly the sort of person that you're after.
Definitely. Well, there's one of the traffic, what's it called? The Traffic Summit by Ryan Dice and Perry Belcher, which it talks about really just crushing it with Facebook advertising. And
yep.
I'd strongly recommend that to any viewers. I'm pretty sure it's called the Facebook FB ad method or something like that. I'm sure if you Google it, Ryan Dice, D-I-E-S-S, Facebook.
I actually
method.
Downloaded it myself.
Yeah, it's a solid product to buy.
It is brilliant.
And it will teach you exactly what you need to do on Facebook to advertise. And the targeting is just off the Richter scale incredible. It's just, it's so targeted that you don't waste money. Unlike Google AdWords,
yeah.
which you just throw money at Google, and then sometimes Google can choose not to accept you. It's just, it crushes it, the Facebook advertising method.
As Perry would say, you get smacked.
Yeah, you get, no, slapped. You get Google slapped, which we've all been there.
Slapped, that's it.
My Forex affiliate site, which was doing $90 a day profit after advertising costs, it got slapped from, I think, 22 cent clicks to $6.50 clicks, which is basically useless. I just let go of the domain. So just in summary, Craig, in getting your website designed, you want to keep all of the actionable stuff where it comes to the opt-in form, your call to action, and your captivating headers and text, including your video. You want that all above the fold, which is the first part of the screen on the site when you're on the resolution of about 1280 by 800.
Yep.
The next thing you want to keep in mind is, I can give you an example. We're currently rebuilding our web design business site, which is Accedo, accedo.com.au/new. I'm just putting it for you here, Craig, so you can go there now. And to give you an idea of what I'm trying to demonstrate there, make sure you guys go there because you'll be able to see what I mean. The opt-in box, which is on the top right-hand corner, are you on that page yet, Craig?
I am, yes.
Yeah, so you'll see there's two arrows. The first arrow is where the header is, and it's pointing to the opt-in box, and then the second arrow is from the sidebar where it says just above from our blog, where it's pushing your eyes to up to the opt-in box. In designing a site like that, your opt-in conversion goes up massively because subliminally you've got these arrows pointing to what you want to get from us. So it just kicks ass. It really, really helps with getting people into your list. And that's our new site. We're currently designing it for our web design business. And we've done similar sites like this for other clients. And in implementing them, conversion has increased by 10 to 20% just in their opt-ins. So you want to...
If you were doing this sort of thing on Facebook and you're using a good ad with this, what sort of traffic would you expect to get?
Well, when it comes to Facebook advertising?
Correct.
That's something that I can't personally comment on because I haven't used Facebook advertising yet.
Okay.
We predominantly use AdWords, and we're starting to move stuff over to Facebook only in the last couple of weeks since learning the stuff from Ryan Dice. On Google AdWords, for instance, for every 100 clicks that we get to a site that's designed in a way that converts via opt-in, I'm just thinking back to an example. For 3,000 clicks, we get about 380 opt-ins.
Over what sort of time frame?
That was probably over about 2 months. So we're doing about 150 opt-ins per month for not this site, but a similar site to this one. So it's around 10 to 15% per month. You would expect from a site that is designed in a way that it's a subliminal opt-in, is what I call it. So just finishing my summary, you want to design a site like that. You want to do it you want to create the what's called lead magnet, which is the giveaway that you give to your potential client to get them to opt in. You want to design that in a way that it continually follows them up like an autoresponder. It gives them information over about a 7-day period so they can start to get to know your personality and fall in love or fall in hate with you. And then at the end of your videos or your text, you want to have a soft upsell, which is basically telling them that what you're giving away is like 20 or 30% of your overall course. But the overall course gives you XYZ, and it offers a money back guarantee and whatnot. And then you have a link to your actual sales page. I think that, just going back to your designer, you'd definitely be able to get him to do something like that now that you have some direction to give him. And I'm pretty sure that the viewers of this call would definitely be able to take something away and have more of an idea of how to increase conversion when it comes to lead generation or sales through lists. So thank you so much for coming on this call, Craig, and for being a guinea pig. And I'll be sure to post his results
or a journal
once his site's created and he's started advertising. So thank you once again, Craig.
No problems at all. Pleasure.